Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live special number 158, recorded May 21st, 2013. Xbox One revealed. Breaking news is brought to you on TWIT Live by Slingbox. Get your Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon and check it out at slingbox.com/twit. Welcome to our TWIT Live special number 158, the Microsoft Xbox reveal. Leo Laporte with Father Robert Ballister. Brian Brushwood will join us in moments. And we are about to see the new Xbox. Tom Merritt is there, and there are some lovely people, trained professional actors, hired for the occasion. Let's listen.
Wonderful, great stuff that you are about to see. It is the one place where you are going to get.
Gee, you'd think for all that money they could get their lips to move at the same time as their voice does.
On your console or Xbox.com, but we are streaming live around the world, so welcome. Everybody in every country that we're in. I also want to say this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
E3 is right around the corner, and we're going to be bringing you even more. But later, wow. I see the clock going down. We've got to get going. Are you ready?
Is that Larry Herb?
We hope you enjoy the show.
Microsoft set up a big tent in Redmond.
Which,
it's been there
the way,
for some time.
It has a Twitter account. The tent can tweet to you.
The tent can tweet, and the following may not be appropriate for children. Thank you, Microsoft, for warning us.
By bringing gaming to life.
Bill!
Gaming.
Some other guy.
Story. Character. Real emotion.
Important. Man,
presumably the Xbox team. You.
Me.
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 Definitely me.
Me.
And they're gamers. You can see they have consoles in there.
And with every person we added,
the world we created became richer.
Filled with more joy,
adrenaline,
and excitement.
And the more of you we put in games.
So the real question is,
we put in entertainment.
Will this be, how will this rank compared to the PlayStation 4 reveal?
And my voice.
Will they show a product, for instance?
Well, I mean, they're really going to want to so much crap about not showing their product. I almost feel like they have to.
He has to, yeah.
Well, they have to show it, but they want to save some of the buzz for E3.
Right. The speculation is that hardware today, software at E3.
Going to recognize
content.
Yeah, and Microsoft said in their announcement 19 days later at the Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles, we'll continue the conversation and showcase our full lineup of blockbuster games.
Right.
So imagine we'll see a couple games, but we're certainly not going to see all of them.
This may be like the... Oh, Steven Spielberg. Larry Katzenberg. What's his name? Jeffrey Katzenberg.
J.J. Abrams.
Was that J.J.?
Yeah.
That's important because that's saying the movie industry is involved in this, and Microsoft has said this all along with the invitations and so forth. This is not just a gaming box.
It's an interactive box.
Yeah.
Well, the future of game consoles is being your entertainment set.
Exactly. Microsoft. What we thought Xbox would be in the first place. This looks a lot like the stage at the Experience Music Center when the first Xbox was revealed 15 years
ago. Good morning,
ago.
Everyone. On behalf of the entire,
you can pull down our lower third when theirs goes up, so we
can
see the design.
Campus at the home of Xbox. I've spent my entire career in interactive entertainment, and I've never been more excited than I am today. Because today we put you at the center of a new generation in the living room.
So we should let you know that what you're going to see on this network is commentary on their stream. If you want to watch their stream, I encourage you to do so. We won't be there.
In one place.
We'll be here. If you
more
want the commentary,
ago,
this is the place
Xbox
to watch.
Xbox put the most advanced hardware and software in the hands of creators so they could realize new visions for games. We believed in a connected future, so we made an early bet on Xbox Live.
There's a certain rhythm to these shows now, isn't there?
Each and every day.
This is the stage
gamers
setter.
Gamers were hungry to adopt emerging technologies.
This is what we used to do and why we loved it. These are the numbers.
Yeah.
And now here's what we're going
numbers,
to do.
Numbers, yeah. That's
you
right.
Wanted more competition and bigger communities.
I think Steve Jobs has hugely influenced how this stuff
Live.
Is done.
With Kinect, we made you the controller.
We're going at the history of Xbox.
We brought you new interactive content, two-way TV.
It's interesting how it's had to change.
Fitness,
I mean, when they launched
sports,
the first Xbox, Facebook
now,
didn't exist. When they launched Live,
yeah,
Twitter
launch,
and all
social
the social media
Xbox
didn't exist.
Has become big now.
And,
as you saw on the PlayStation 4 announcement, it's all about
to lead
social.
The industry in sales.
For them, anyway.
In a few short weeks at E3... We'll be sharing
man,
great
content,
news
folks.
About what's next
see,
on
Paramount
Xbox
in the upper
360.
Right-hand corner.
It's all about the partnerships.
We're thankful to you and proud of our leadership position in this thriving $65 billion a year industry. Today,
so Thurrott is there. He's live tweeting from the tent.
Incredible shifts are happening across games and entertainment with exciting new ways to play and have fun. Audiences are spending their time enjoying different types of content.
Audience, casual content. Games, live and recorded television, Brian Brushwood now joins us, host of NSFW.
These stories are lighting up
and
on
professional
every device,
magician.
From the big screen to the tablet
Hi, Brian.
To the mobile
Howdy,
phone.
Howdy, guys.
The living room has changed radically over the last 8 years with the addition of the cloud-powered internet, voice and gesture, and more devices. To continue to lead, we must provide compelling answers to new questions. Can we take
this guy seems a little weighed down by the burden.
Can
we really have to.
Room that has become too complex,
now, Brian, we've got a drinking game. You have to take a shot every time they say living room because they're really going to want to push this.
Well, actually, this is it's smart for them to do so. I mean, Xbox has a level of penetration that every other set-top box wants, and they're already there. And I'm really hoping to see heavy focus on the Xbox as a media device rather than a game-playing device.
I think that's the best bet, Brian. We've been talking about that on Frame Rate a ton, and that's what they want to do. They want to take over that part. They want to be that one box.
All in one system.
At the very core, it must be simple, instant, and complete. We believe we can evolve what you love to make it decidedly better and deliver breakthrough innovations. So, it's time for technology to step behind the curtain and for you and your entertainment to take center stage. Today, we're thrilled to unveil the ultimate all-in-one home entertainment system.
Yep.
The one with the power to create experiences that look and feel like nothing else. The one that makes your TV more intelligent. The one system for a new generation.
And it's called?
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Xbox One.
One.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. Good. Congratulations.
Good call.
One. And we're seeing the hardware right away.
Yeah, right.
It looks like a DVR.
It is a set-top box.
It's kind of square.
Yeah.
No Xbox Infinity. It's one.
You know, I wonder if that's intentional, Leo. I wonder if that's actually they want to call into mind the possibility that this would replace your DVR.
Yeah. Hey, well, it does look like a home entertainment unit or something, a component that
looks
might fit into
it. Up. It looks like the Xbox in a business suit.
Yeah. That's the Kinect.
Oh, Kinect's built in.
It's integrated.
Yeah. So this thing sits on top of your entertainment system?
Yeah, it's probably supposed to look kind of where your center channel speaker might sit, right?
Xbox below the TV. Sure,
Kinect needs that, right?
Yeah.
It can be above.
I'm a big fan of the traditional Xbox controller.
I'm glad they aren't changing that because that's a success. Yeah. Cloud powered. Well, that's gonna. They're gonna respond to this always on issue.
So it has a slot for physical media.
Yeah, and in fact, it's got to be Blu-ray, right?
It's got to be Blu-ray.
I will say I'm thrilled with the name. People were saying 720, which I think was a terrible idea.
Terrible name.
Which Infinity just conveys the sound of circles.
Oh, some cheering. Logo, minor change. Pretty much the same.
This system is built to amaze on day one and continuously
Paul Thurrott says the monolith
generation.
From 2001, A Space Odyssey.
In designing Xbox One, we've obsessed about every finite detail. In every engineering milestone, at every corner.
Kinect is not built in. That was a separate module.
The problem was you couldn't tell that they were different items.
Right. They both were
so
shiny piano black.
Yusuf Mehdi to show some of the new experiences you'll find only on Xbox One.
That makes sense because you need the Kinect to be exposed in front of the TV, top or bottom. But
you don't want
to
put the entire
unit
on top of your TV. Are you kidding me?
Thanks, Don. Good morning. How you guys doing? Here at Xbox,
oh my God.
It's no secret.
They have a big applause sign above
the
stage.
We love the immersive worlds, epic battles, and the thrill of competing with our friends.
As we learned from Apple, the thing to do is have
with
the
Xbox One,
you're staff in front.
A new generation of gaming like you've never seen before. And you're going to see that in a little bit and a lot more at E3. For now, though, I want to show you how we're going to take that passion for gaming and apply it to your entire TV experience. Join me over here in front of the new Xbox and Kinect.
Youssef Mehdi is the senior vice president of Microsoft's interactive entertainment business.
Provide all your entertainment.
In other words, Xbox.
And what if that device could turn on your TV and talk to all of the devices in your living room? And what if it was always ready and connected? Well, now it's all going to begin with two simple words. Xbox on.
No, I think that's pronounced one, Youssef.
Own.
And it's that simple. Xbox One instantly
so
recognizes
talk to
me
it,
and gets
connect.
Me to my own personal home screen.
There's so this is going to be one of those, this is going to be a cultural change that we're going to have to get accustomed
no more blades.
To. Yeah, or just the idea that your system's always on. I mean, on the one hand, we want that Star Trek experience of march in and just say, Xbox on, and then have it work. But on the other hand, we all regard that as a huge privacy violation.
Well, is always on always connected?
Xbox One exclusive.
I guess it is.
You're about to hear a lot more about. You can also see I was listening to some music by Deadmau5 and watching a movie.
Because he's here.
Now, like many of you, I also discovered new entertainment based on what my friends like. And for that, we create a new area called
I was
Trendy.
Listening to Anne Murray.
Here I get a snapshot of what is popular in the entertainment world, both with my friends and with the entire Xbox Live community. Of course, I can still browse the great content I've come to love.
It's a nice
Xbox.
Layout. This is the new Flickr layout, actually.
The Metro UI works well for the Xbox.
Yeah, of course.
It's not that different than what they have now. It's just, like you say,
no
a little more
blades.
Windows 8-ish.
Yeah.
You've seen the start
and,
screen
I don't. Was he gesturing?
Let's see what millions of people do every day when they turn on their TV.
That's already built
Guess
into Kinect.
Right. They watch TV. It sounds simple and obvious, and it
so
should
they really
be,
are pushing the entertainment element.
Because of the need to change inputs to get to live TV.
Right.
So yes.
Overlay. Overlay. That's great.
Do it.
That was a speculation. As this would be like a
watch TV,
a Google TV, where the TV's always this is connected through the primary input, and it's a pass through for the HDMI.
Just the way Google TV works.
Yeah.
Now here in Seattle,
actually,
the
best part of
I
want to
see the overlay. It's got to be. There's got to be overlay.
But hold on.
Here
Let me
go.
Show you how we're going to take live TV and make it not only integral to the Xbox, but also incredibly useful through a great new feature called
Wait,
Instant
Jim Carrey's still
switching.
Alive?
Not Jim Carrey. That's Drew Carey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Drew Carey's still alive?
Yeah. He lost a lot of weight, too. Looks good. You
go
see that?
TV.
Game is going.
Ooh.
But where's the overlay?
Go to music.
Okay, so everything is...
Watch TV.
Screen.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
so multitasking.
I want to see The Price is Right in the rearview mirror as a playing Need for Speed.
Exactly.
That's what I want to see.
It was so good. Let's see it again. Go to Internet Explorer. Oh, nice.
Very, very,
Watch
very fast. Context switching.
That is quick.
Watch movie.
Yeah, this is exactly where a Windows 8 interface makes
switching
a lot of sense.
TV
full screen.
All my games entertainment is now as fast as switching channels on your TV remote.
We'll watch with interest to see if there's a second screen solution.
Your hands
of course,
to navigate
big on
through
that.
The Xbox One. But we're going to create a new set of universal gestures to control your entire TV experience. Gestures such as grab and pan and swipe up. Let me show you one of my favorites.
Oh, great.
That's definitely
more gestures you got to learn.
Yeah.
The reach around, the grab and pan, swipe up.
Grab the screen, and I'm back home.
Well. I trust that a little bit less than the voice control.
I grab, and I'm back to the movie.
Frankly, the biggest problem I have with Kinect
again,
is it's so hard to get the damn thing to...
This is not only simple, but it makes it instant to get what you want.
When you find yourself...
Now, have you ever wanted to do more than one thing at a time when you're watching TV?
Yeah, all the gesturings.
Of course you have.
Too much work.
On Xbox One... The
well, this time you activate it by saying, okay, Xbox.
Is now a reality.
Presumably...
Snap mode for the Xbox.
They'll preserve the voice
Xbox, Snap Internet Explorer.
There you go.
Oh.
Aha!
Okay. Snap mode, I can run
this is Windows 8 style snap mode.
And easily interact between them without having to shut one down.
Now,
and
can
start
I snap
up
TV?
Xbox favorites.
Paul Thoret says the new Xbox One uses a Betamax case from Sony.
So right now, I'm watching Star Trek, and I've heard great things about the sequel, Star Trek Into Darkness. So now I can use Internet Explorer. And my cell phone is a remote
Look
control,
at that.
For example.
Wow, that
too.
Is a feature
Watch
that
cell
nobody
phone.
Will ever use.
Right.
Cell phone.
And I can even navigate to find movie
Presumably
times
Windows RT.
Windows phone. Yeah.
Of course,
and
Windows
again,
phone.
At any given time
Xbox,
now,
Torrent
go,
Into
I
Darkness.
Grab, All right.
I think that's just an extension of Smart Glass, which currently exists.
Like
it's Smart Glass. It's their second screen solution, exactly. Which nobody used or did anything with until now.
Mm-hmm. Skype on Xbox
They announced
One
that at E3 last year.
In ways you aren't going to find on other TVs. Not only will you get Skype experiences in widescreen HD,
Skype.
With the best living room camera available, but only on Xbox will you be able to do group video calls on your TV. Let's take a look at Skype in snap mode.
I think we should use this.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and grab my movie and zoom back to it.
This is actually a pretty compelling experience.
Off, I've asked my friend DJ, one of the members on our sports team, to call in and help me demonstrate. And right on cue, DJ calls in. Xbox, answer call.
Oh, this is great. Hey, DJ, I do think this is really great.
Now let's have a real Skype experience and have the call disconnect halfway through.
Looks like you're working pretty hard out there.
Actually, I'm right behind the screen right now.
You know, it looks like you're doing okay yourself. I'm looking forward to you showing off the great work we're doing with our partners at ESPN.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what's coming up next.
That wasn't on the prompter.
Yeah, it's totally not scripted.
It's totally natural. Just Mitch Rose talking on Skype,
show the real version. The one where I'm in first place.
Yeah.
I do like the idea, though, especially with the big screens people have today, of having a little Skype window and a screen. I think that's a great way to do it.
You've got the real estate. You might as well use it.
Xbox, watch ESPN.
This is a huge benefit if it actually works.
Imagine I'm at home watching an NBA game during the regular season.
But remember, if you're like me, I like you got to control a satellite or a cable box to do that.
So we've got some sort of breakout. Or it's
some kind of IR blast in my control.
Oh, I hope it's not an IR blaster.
They actually works really well on the Google TV. So if they're doing it as good as that, should be fine. But you do have to have that second box, right? It's not like you're getting it free on the Xbox.
Microsoft's capable, especially with the size of the Xbox market, of making deals, though, aren't they?
And they can push like Xbox certified. Work with your Xbox.
And up until last week, they owned a set-top box maker that they just got rid of, so they have lots of relationships.
And in addition, I can go ahead here and I have a nice thing called featured highlights, so I can see clips of my favorite players when they've done things, even if I'm not there. So let me throw this one to the full screen. Here's my center, Tyson Chandler. And here's how he
chat room's wondering, and I think it's a good question, is there cable card in this? And that would solve that.
I think cable card's done.
Or whatever, there's a replacement for a cable card.
Of what we true two-way.
But can you imagine what we could do with the Super Bowl, or the Golden Globes, or even with political debates, with this ability
or
to interact
live
TV?
Yes, with IRC.
All right, finally, let's tackle or YouTube. What I think is the biggest challenge with watching TV. Anybody? For me, it's finding what to watch and keeping up with it. Introducing the Xbox One guy.
You can watch the Olympics and the NBA Finals, but you can't watch YouTube.
This Xbox guy could be the biggest thing.
Huge. Now, where are they getting this from, Brian? You know about this?
No.
Favorites and
again, this requires tight integration with the cable or satellite box.
I see all my local TV listings right through my Xbox, and I can use my voice to check out what's on.
Wait, this should have cable card.
Xbox, Today Show.
This should be their set-top box, shouldn't it?
Watch
now, the Raleigh in the chat room makes an interesting point. Does this Xbox play games? Well, of course it does, and we know it's going to play games.
Yeah, that's.
But this is the important part.
This is important, exactly.
This is actually the important part.
Pretty cool, huh? Let's
and
see
what, what a shift, isn't it, in the strategy of Xbox. Mm-hmm.
Mary and Martha. Watch CBS. Show the guide.
This is something we've talked about on Frame Rate a lot, is the ability to make your set-top box babysitter-proof, where your babysitter can just come in not knowing anything and be able to navigate it.
Babysitter, hell, wife-proof would be good.
Not even knowing the channel number, right?
Right.
Just say, watch.
This is what people want.
Sci-fi.
That I like to watch. All I have to do is pin the
and presumably it goes across broadcast, but as well into Netflix. And
right. It should be tied into every type of subscription you have.
Global search.
Xbox trending. Trending gives me a glance at what everyone in the Xbox Live community is watching.
Do you want to take bets now on whether or not there's a built-in DVR functionality as well?
I can instantly jump into the most popular shows.
I'm sure there is, but my question is...
But trending isn't just for live TV. There's also a section for video on demand.
Yeah, there you go.
So I can see what people are liking, no matter what zone
it's in. What you really want is you want Comcast to start using this as their set-top box. Mm-hmm.
The problem with DVR is you'd have to get the permission of the cable provider.
Do they have a relationship with Dish and Comcast and Cox?
And now, Skype and live TV. The one place where you are now at the center of your entertainment, the one place where it's simple and instant to connect with your friends. This is the beginning of a new generation of games and entertainment. This is the beginning of truly intelligent TV. Now I'd like to welcome
this is a tease, because if this is what we all want,
that makes all of this possible.
Damn well better work.
What he's not telling you is that this new Xbox will only show The Price is Right. That's the only programming it gets.
Authorot says, I refuse to believe that Youssef Mehdi actually watches sports.
At Xbox, we're focused on how you play and how you're entertained. We're driven to build a future-proof system that brings together the cloud, smart devices, new content, and new ways to interact with all of your entertainment.
Yusuf just showed you intelligent TV and the high performance of Xbox One. There's an amazing amount of technology that enables all that you've just seen. I'm thrilled to be the one to show you under the hood and give you a taste of
the corporate vice president of Xbox Live. So.
There are three ambitious investments that we made to drive a new generation of entertainment. First, there's the console and the revolutionary Xbox One architecture. Second, advances with the most important input devices, Kinect, the controller, and smart glass. And third,
you're right,
Xbox Live reinvented by the power of the cloud. So starting with our system.
I want to know what you mean by that.
It's connected and ready. It's an elegant design that meets the needs of the new generation. The heart of that system
the always on was an issue really about DRM, right? I mean, we don't mind if it's always on.
Yeah.
We just don't want it to have to be on for a single player game connected to the internet. 8 gigs of RAM.
USB 3.0. Wi-Fi Eight Direct. Cores.
We know it's an x86.
A native 64-bit architecture. And
custom
variable
built.
Power states. All while delivering practically silent operation.
Gosh, get back
this
to that
is a
slide,
modern,
dude.
Powerful box engineered to deliver now and well into the future.
But as Tom mentioned, gigabytes to marshal that power. Durango Unchained.
How we create the system that works
is it just 100 gigabytes?
500.
That's right. That's what the
entirely new connected experience.
That's big enough to DVR.
To do this, we've brought technology across Microsoft to create an industry first. The soul
it
of
sort
the
of slipped under the radar, but he said, it sort of slipped under the radar, but he said virtually silent running, which
right.
would be a big one for me. Just the noise
system.
Of the disk spinning
right.
drives.
It's got to be. It's got to be. And that was a problem with Xbox.
Exactly.
It was
if it's going to be always on, it can't sound like a blender.
Harnessing the power of Xbox One for cinematic realism. The second is the kernel of Windows, providing consistent access
8.
To web-powered applications and experiences. Flexible, powerful, simple.
So it's running
third,
three OSs.
Connects these two operating
he said
to create instant switching, multitasking.
That sounds like Microsoft, but I can't be true.
Only the first is raw Xbox OS. The second is the kernel of Windows, and the third is one that lets them talk to each other.
It
holy
changes
crap!
Everything. The Xbox One architecture.
This is that new.
That you just saw from Yusuf.
Maybe it's a new hardware abstraction layer.
You can switch to your game like it's a TV channel flip. You can snap Internet Explorer.
Well, it sounds
the
like
they've
built their hypervisor technology.
Hypervisor,
into it,
interesting.
But how did the TV know Yusuf and react to his voice? We're bringing a new Kinect sensor paired with every Xbox One, which puts you at the center of your entertainment.
If the CPU
Kinect
supports
is completely
it. It's context switching
redesigned
very,
to respond
quick.
Instantly to you,
that's
your voice,
you're seeing, right?
And your gestures. Voice is now more conversational. It's faster, and it supports the entire family.
1080p,
and our new proprietary
HD
time
camera,
of flight
wow.
the time. About 13
that's all I can read before they bring that slide down. Okay, you guys take. I'll take the first line. Padre, you take the second line. Brian, take the third line. Tommy, take the fourth line. We should be able to put this together.
This is rocket science level stuff. Games and applications will create new experiences like you've never seen before. 3 years ago, Kinect ushered in a new capability to make you the controller. Let's take a peek at the power behind the next generation Kinect sensor. We started with the ability to see your world. Now that world is crisp, it's clear and beautiful.
And this comes with every Xbox. That's I like that. You don't have to buy it separately.
As you saw with
it's going to be one of those things that sort of sneaks in. You know, for the longest time, every PC came with a DVD drive, and it wasn't until like 5 years into it that we started actually using them.
Right.
So the fact that this has Kinect built in will seem silly to a lot of people at first, but eventually could be very good.
Is there only one camera on that sensor, or is they just not showing the other one?
There have always been...
It looks like one.
There have always been three sensors, though. There's a sound, there's a y-axis, as well as the 2D sensor.
When you're exercising, it can read your heartbeat.
It does look like it's one camera, but there must be a...
That looks really accurate.
Now, we wouldn't bring you next-generation gameplay without innovating on our controller. For the new
30 frames... This is the time-of-flight technology. I don't know what that is.
The Xbox One controller
microphone arrays.
40 design innovations. It features updated ergonomics and an integrated battery compartment that just fits better for gamers of all ages. New dynamic impulse triggers allow creators to program feedback...
Wi-Fi Direct Radio Shack. The hell's that mean?
Well, Wi-Fi Direct is that ability to communicate over Wi-Fi Direct.
Yeah, but why does it say Radio Stack? I'm sorry.
No, there's actually a Radio Shack in every console.
Integrated battery, compartment, impulse triggers. This is all in the controller.
So it's
using
Wi-Fi Direct.
It's using Wi-Fi Direct, yeah.
Can instantly become a remote control and a deep companion experience. We've had over 10 million downloads of Smart Glass for the Xbox 360. But with this new generation, your smart device will behave like it's born.
There's a new D-pad on this controller,
because
too.
Because it's natively part of the platform. Kinect, controller, Smart Glass. Innovative, familiar devices to control your experience your way. But the real magic is what happens when all of these devices work together to create all new experiences.
That is the
new
magic.
Kinect sensor is the binding power between these devices. When you press power on or volume up, when you change the channel on your Smart Glass device, Kinect seamlessly makes it work. When you pick up your controller, Kinect recognizes you and the controller, and it gets you into your latest game save instantly.
And okay, that's kind of cool.
Speak, and your troops follow your commands. Raise your controller, and a virtual shield follows. Your devices work in harmony to create a lag-free, instant, and complete experience.
Well, what if I want my nephew to up my gamer score?
My son always logs in as me. As long as it's not doing iris recognition, I'm sure we can find a way.
To truly evolve the next
Dad, I hope you don't mind. I went 30 levels deeper.
You need the most powerful entertainment service. The new Xbox Live is built on Xbox One to amplify an all-new generation. Based on the same membership you have today.
Same membership.
But now more powerful, more personal, and more intelligent. When we launched Xbox Live,
there were rumors about
a change
in the
it was
pricing
by
structure.
500 servers. With the advent of the 360, that number had grown to over 3,000.
Lucamotion has a,
today,
a nice
15,000
point,
servers
and that is,
power
if it is
the
doing
modern
facial
Xbox
recognition
Live
to automatically log you into your account and your save
but
games.
This year,
you
we'll have
can
more
no
than
longer use someone else's account to play
servers
live.
Right.
Xbox One.
That may be intentional.
More than the entire world's computing power in 1999.
Servers. They're building for the future.
Let's talk about the experiences enabled with all that power. Your content is available and it's stored in the cloud so you can access your movies, your music, your games.
Don't need
your
a DVR.
Saves, anytime, anywhere. As you've seen,
well, I'm
today,
assuming that the 300,000 servers is actually a dynamic
Skype,
number.
And what's trending
so
across games
with,
and entertainment.
It's probably virtualized and they bring them up.
Yeah, that's something on Live learned. You don't want
to
pay for the servers unless you need them.
To a whole new level.
Father Robert, if there was, like, considering that these are always on devices, would there be any reason to maybe have them provide their own cloud service? Their own, like, when it's not being used, it's actually serving calculations for someone else's work?
I mean, yeah. I'm sure someone's going to hack that to eventually enable it, but I don't see them putting that into the console.
You could do SETI with your PlayStation.
You could. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of power.
And our new asynchronous capability will allow you to search for your perfect
USB 3
match
Wi-Fi Direct Blu-ray 802.11n
while you watch a movie,
not
or while
AC.
You browse the web.
Ooh.
HDMI in and out.
And finally, game developers can take advantage of our worldwide multi-data center infrastructure to drive direct game computation.
Yeah, this is the future of gaming. Is
bigger matches?
This is on Live, basically.
Right. Yeah.
It means living or Gaikai and persistent
or
whatever.
Yeah. Gaikai. Sony has Gaikai. On Live is gone. Or somebody has it anyway.
They bought the tech. They bought the IP.
Right.
There you have it. The breakthrough Xbox One architecture. Next,
you're watching Live coverage of the Xbox reveal from the tent in Redmond.
You've seen how we built it.
Brought to you by our friends at Slingbox. As always, when it's breaking news, we thank Slingbox. Pick up your Slingbox today at Best Buy or Amazon, or check it out at slingbox.com/twitters. Robert Ballister is with us in studio. Brian Brushwood from Austin. Tom Merritt from San Francisco. Here comes EA. If I could play
this
Simpsons Tapped Out,
this is why they're not making any more Nintendo games.
Brand new, broad, strategic partnership between EA and Microsoft.
Yeah, interesting.
In the months ahead, we will share many of the details of this very special relationship. But for today, I want to start with the world's first look at EA Sports on Xbox One. We share a common vision with Microsoft that games should be intelligent, dynamic, connected, rich with emotion, and most importantly, fun. We're developing four games for Xbox One that are all of this and much, much more. FIFA, Madden NFL, NBA Live, and UFC.
course, this is the content part that will be further fleshed out in a few weeks at E3.
All four will be revolutionary, and all four will fundamentally change the way
I think
you
the thing
play.
To look at here is the social
Best of all,
aspect
this new
of this.
Generation will be powered by EA Sports Ignite, an all-new game engine that we're unveiling for the very first time today. EA Sports Ignite is designed specifically to help us blur the line between real and virtual. For us, creating a new engine started by examining what defines sports at the highest level. Instincts and decision-making, human intelligence.
DRM.
Speed and agility.
DRM.
Play emotion. Dynamic environments that impact
consumer
how
hostile.
The game is played. Living world.
EA, of course, did SimCity, which was the biggest DRM flop of Always On ever in history.
Ugh.
And probably bringing it to the Xbox, I'd guess. Human intelligence. Holy cow.
The intelligence of punching the hell out of another guy.
Kill him. Big and fast, strong. Robert Griffin. Oh, this is going to be the football. Yeah. RG3's joined UFC.
How the linebackers are shifted over, whether the safeties are rolling down. Or
I'd like to see what Madden 25 looks like.
Cover two, cover
they skipped
three,
a whole
four,
generation. Was the last version. Really
when the difference between the games was the cover. That they
yeah, they had to do something else.
Oh, Bucky bit. Xbox break RG3's knee.
Oh.
No, wow, too soon.
Too soon.
Ow!
You got to remember Father Roberts from D.C. He's not... Are you a Redskins fan?
No, Niners. Okay. I'm all Niners. Okay. But I respect the Redskins.
But it is too soon.
You know, what I've learned is the lower...
Is RG3 coming back?
Oh, he's coming.
Good.
The further you can go. You're going full speed. You're at an angle.
He's fun to watch.
Walking out to that arena, there's like these black.
We're talking about the rhythm of these announcements. We've now reached the bring developers on stage to kill time show of video port.
Really, a lot sooner than you would normally see this, to be honest. But I think they had to reassure people this is still a gaming box. Don't worry. I suspect after this, we'll get back to home entertainment or we'll just wrap.
But you know what would make this announcement really special? Jessica Alba.
She in Seattle right now.
Well, we've gotten TV. We're seeing a little bit of video games. I imagine they'll bring up another developer, maybe show off a Kinect title. What else is left?
Social. PS4 was all about social, and they haven't really addressed this at all.
Yeah, they barely touched on it when they went flying through the features of the interface.
PS4 controller has a share what I just did. Right. Share my kill move.
He said that. He mentioned that, but they didn't dwell on it. So you're right. They'll probably demonstrate that.
4 times more calculations per second. They'll have a greater field of vision and the ability to make smart decisions.
This is really EA's announcement, not
anticipation. Yeah.
This is just Xbox gave us enough power to build this into the game.
Processing power creates
human. And you know this is going to be on PS4 as well. So.
Oh, right.
We heard that beating your opponent is about inches and angles. That's why we're delivering 10 times more animation depth and detail. This level of fidelity powers how players will plant, pivot, cut with speed, how they will win with true player motion. We also heard that athletes are fueled by the roar of the crowd. Our games are now living worlds with 3D crowds, dynamic sidelines, and on Xbox Live, a daily stream of new content that impacts the game as you play. We're inspired.
You're watching live coverage of the Xbox reveal from Redmond, the big tent, the Xbox reveal tent. Tom Merritt, Father Robert Ballister, Brian Brushwood, I'm Leo Laporte. Our show brought to you today by the Slingbox, the new Slingbox 500. I got it right.
In the most popular sports game in the world.
And so far, everything they said doesn't mean that this is not a big part of your home theater setup. You got to connect that to your internet and put your whole home theater online with built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI, 1080p. Put that Sling app on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, and you can watch high-def TV anywhere you are, even in the bathroom. But for now, that's what I use.
That's primarily where I watch
TV. You don't actually have to travel to UZ. Actually, it'd be good for you, because you're on the road all the time.
We use it downstairs.
Yeah.
So we extend the TV. Use the iPad on the exercise machine.
Here we come into the UFC game.
Okay.
There's football.
That's decent.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You're seeing a reflection of the field in RG3's helmet. To say it, they look pretty damn human. They get more and more human all the time.
This is their new Uncanny Valley technology. Yeah. Where you see the dead gaze on the inside of their face.
Definitely. It's like that Final Fantasy movie from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But this is real time,
yeah,
remember.
Real time.
This is pretty challenging. I have to say, when I'm watching games on TV and they show clips from these games, sometimes I get confused. What am I watching now?
Well, like Halo 4, the cutscenes, there was a moment there I thought, is this animated or is this live?
Right. Yeah.
Especially NFL, where you don't have to show human
face.
Skin. Right?
Yeah, the face is the hard part. Right. Hands, face. The NFL really does look realistic. Soccer can be a little harder.
Messy.
Could be messy.
Hey, sports. It's in the game.
Yeah. Into the game.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Phil Spencer.
Not Phil Spector. He's not available.
Give me a phone.
We've joined forces with the industry's premier publishers to bring exclusives, to bring content first to Xbox, and to make our platform the best place to create. This is a commitment unlike any previous generation. I believe the groundbreaking technology at the heart of Xbox One will broaden the landscape and canvas for the storyteller and enhance the experience for the gamer, making games more immersive, more personal.
This is
more
Microsoft Studios, guys, so he's going to talk about Microsoft's own games, Halo being one of them.
As the head of Microsoft Studios, I oversee the work of talented creative teams around the globe. These teams are hard at work right now
for indie developers
using
as well.
All the power.
Yeah, that was one thing I liked about
the
PS4 announcements. They really highlighted the
and break new ground in game creation and gameplay.
Wonder if we'll get any hints at the Xbox original television programming that's working on.
The unique capabilities of our platform.
All the cool kids are doing it.
That means all of you Xbox fans will get more new innovative games than ever before, along with all your favorite franchises reimagined for a new generation. Let's take a look at one of those blockbuster exclusive franchises now. A franchise that has embodied innovation, quality, and visual excellence. This
be Forza.
Is Forza Motorsport 5.
Brian, do you
on Xbox
compare
One.
This to what we've seen on PS4, which is not a lot, admittedly. Do you think that this is going to be a challenge to Sony?
Well, Sony's presentation was far, far more focused on the games, and we're just now getting to the presentation parts on here. We saw a lot of features on the graphic aspects, and, of course, as you mentioned, the social side of things. I almost feel like there was a bit of it was kind of a feint early on in the Xbox presentation to talk about the video watching capabilities of things. I feel like we're going to see a lot more of that integration demonstrated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure, but certainly it's a competitor. I mean, at this point, we've really commoditized gaming.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You can accept it as written that the engines are going to be equal.
Yes,
for gaming,
roughly, give or take,
close enough so that most people. Everybody but the hardest core gamer are going to say, well, it's that's not what the choice is about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about titles as much anymore. You don't see the exclusive titles you used to see.
Well, and it felt a little bit weird to see EA come out and say, the same four titles that you expect to see from us every year. They're here.
Right.
I mean, it's like, it's...
Shows you how important those third-party developers are. Now, Forza is an exclusive, as would Halo
be. The very best of Xbox One to redefine what we can expect from a next-generation racing game.
So
Forza
did they
Motorsport
just show us a cutscene?
Will be available
at
launch.
Very disappointing.
And we can't wait to show you more at E3.
Yeah.
For many of us, the thrill of gaming is defined by those first-ever game experiences. The first time you earned an achievement.
Mario Kart.
The first time you took your Xbox to a friend's house to play multiplayer in Halo.
This is it.
The first
this is
time
Nintendo's
you
chance.
Your car in Forza and traded it online. I've seen how developers
are using the magic of the platform to deliver new. That's for 16-year-olds. Come on, whose first gaming experience was trading a Forza car online?
Cloud-powered games.
The first time you threw a controller against the wall in anger. And
first time
this is exciting because they're about to tell us why we should care about cloud computing on a game console.
You'll see the imperfections and effects of time, weather, and wear and tear on the world around you.
What? I don't really want to see that. Thank you.
Of the future of gaming from a studio that invented the hallmark gameplay technique, Bullet Time, and garnered numerous Game of the Year awards with Max Payne and Alan Wake.
I might be wrong.
Remedy are world-class storytellers. They have created a revolutionary entertainment experience that weaves a cinematic action of intense gameplay with the tension and drama of scripted
television. So this is a new game.
Creating a world where each has a direct impact on the other. The actions you take and the choices you make shape your experience
This
as
is
the story
be
unfolds.
Their competitor
this
to...
is Quantum Break.
What was the hacking game that PS4 showed?
Right.
This better be a cutscene.
Do you think it's safe where we're going?
Yeah, Peyton, I do.
Okay, sweetheart. Wow, it's so realistic.
Pretty much guarantees that's not going to be
really
safe,
good graphics.
By the way.
Hey,
what is it that makes you so different?
Watch Dogs, that's right.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yeah, show us.
I'm an X-Man.
Watch my adamantium fingers as they slice into your... What? I'm on a boat.
This is a bold choice. Okay.
You sure you want to know? Look, Mommy. I can destroy babies.
Whoa.
Oh. I can create industrial accidents, Mommy.
It's my X power.
Time is the fire.
In which I dare this burn. To make less sense.
Said Jean-Luc Picard.
Time is the fire.
This is like a Madman trailer.
Burn. I don't know what's going on. We all got injections.
What's going on?
What the hell?
I mean, cool graphics.
Quantum Break. You won't know what's happening to you.
What the hell did I just look at?
Mommy, are you sure you want to know, Mommy?
What the?
To jumpstart this new generation of development, Microsoft Studios is investing more than ever
I'll
in studios
it.
Around the world.
How is it?
Just to figure out what it is.
Emo game. An original IP.
It's an emo game.
Are you sure you
in
want
fact,
to know,
we
Mommy?
We have more titles in development now than at any other time in Xbox history. I'm proud to announce that Microsoft Studios
how do you
plans
know,
to
Mommy?
Release
no.
more than 15 exclusive games in the first year of Xbox
All right,
One.
I'm not.
Eight
stop the presentation. Go back. But like they were good storytellers. I think you showed this is vomited characters on the screen.
It was just vomit. It was character vomit.
That the television
it was very pretty vomit.
Remains the most relevant, most important screen in the home.
Don't even know what the
and
game
Xbox
is.
One,
here we come. Nancy Tellem from Xbox Entertainment Studios is coming up next.
In ways that haven't been possible.
Tell him, Nancy.
Until now. To tell us more about our mission to transform television, please welcome the head of Xbox Entertainment Studios, Nancy Tellem.
This is the woman who goes to L.A. every week.
Is that station down here?
Thank you, Phil. It's really a thrill to be here.
Probably is,
During
actually.
My years at CBS and Warner Brothers, I was fortunate to work with some of the best creative talent in entertainment. Among our many achievements was the CSI franchise and Survivor.
The face
television
of next-gen gaming.
Proof that
Nancy, tell them.
I really know how to market to old people.
And betting on the power
I feel much
of
more comfortable now.
Today we stand at the threshold of another great era of groundbreaking television.
Oh, this is the this
Xbox
is what you were expecting.
Is expanding
Xbox
the canvas and conceiving
creating
a whole new art form
content.
For the creator... For the viewer,
Nancy,
for the
what
community,
makes you so special?
And the industry.
You sure you want to know, Padre?
Now, the television viewing experience
cocoons
has been a
the series.
Street
Come on,
for the viewer. But now that's about to change. TV on Xbox will immerse you, enabling you to virtually jump into the action whenever you desire. For the first time ever, TV will be truly personalized to your tastes and your needs. Providing recommendations with amazing precision.
With
and
Kinect, you'll be the
Xbox,
star of the show.
Exactly.
TV becomes social in ways unknown to us today.
Breaking House
driven
of Cards.
And shaped
That's
by
what
the
I
community
want.
Of tens of millions on Xbox Live. Xbox is about to become the next water cooler. And this is only
Xbox.
Oh, I think
this
is selling
our
so much better in
Los Angeles, Seattle, Vancouver, and London. are using the magic of science of Xbox.
Proud for about 20 dramas, seconds. I'm like, yes, you take mantle, be shows, king of the living room. And then compared to a water cooler.
And one of our first and most important projects starts close to home. Halo. One of the foundations on which
I put myself
Xbox
in Halo?
Built,
yeah, I would love to be
for
Halo,
billions of hours series? By tens of millions of fans.
I will watch
Please
that.
Please welcome my friend and head of 343 Industries,
Red versus
Bonnie
Quote.
Ross. Oh.
Master Chief.
Thank you, Nancy.
I'm wearing leather.
Oh. Halo has always been more than a game.
Hi, Bonnie.
It's an amazing experience that takes place in a rich and deeply connected sci-fi universe. A universe in which we can tell hundreds of stories. We tell these stories through our games, our novels, and most recently, our award-winning web series, Forward Unto Dawn.
Yes.
Are they going to do an EVE Online type thing? Yeah. EVE's doing a game based on gameplay.
Storytelling well, on Defiance, the TV show, is also a game,
as a
right?
Huge
but in EVE, you can affect
the TV show really?
Wow. By your scenarios Brothers in the game.
But, I mean, Microsoft did an incredible job with Halo Forward Unto Dawn. It was a really, really well done.
This is that very hot topic of transmedia, where you have multiple entries into a game universe.
I'm excited about
Halo is really Microsoft's only property to do this with, I think. Magic
of television. It's their flagship.
With the interactive innovation of Xbox One.
So, Xbox One.
Today, along with
it
Nancy,
sounds like you're moving backwards.
I'm
I hate to say
to
it.
I'll tell you what. The one solution.
Live-action Halo television series.
With 343 Industries.
Wow.
And one Whoa. Of the best storytellers of all time.
If they do it like Mr. they did the Steven short Spielberg. Film, I am so into that.
Was it good?
It was really good.
Steven
it could have
Spielberg.
Been so cheesy, but it was really well done.
To the entire team on the tremendous work going into the future of Xbox. I wish I could be there with you today in person, but like all of you here today,
I got a
I've been playing games for decades.
Oh.
And I even started playing Pong in 1974.
Okay.
Pong is the new
should
water
not
cooler.
Have said that, Steven.
I'm a gamer.
Pixels of Pong to worlds that are as immersive as and certainly more physically interactive than those portrayed on the silver screen. And those stories have gotten more compelling as the technology has certainly
Pong,
improved.
The movie.
And so for me, the Halo universe is an amazing opportunity to be at that intersection.
E.T. meets Master Chief.
And myth-making meet to produce something really groundbreaking. And I'm incredibly excited about the great journey we're all on, the heroes, worlds, and wonders that Halo will take us on. Thank you.
And the non-announcement announcement.
Oh, come on, show us something.
A clip.
Tease it.
We are really excited to bring the world of Halo to Xbox as a premium television series.
So thanks, you'll have
Bonnie.
To pay.
Of course. Premium. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Now, before I leave, there's one more piece of news that I'd like to share. For years now, the leading edge of interactive TV on Xbox has been live sports. We've invented new ways for fans around the world to
Nancy
engage,
has to, go. It's
to enjoy
time
the
for
games
bed.
And teams they love. So we're determined to deliver even more innovation to
this
make
could be
Xbox
interesting.
Your home for sports.
Who do they team up with?
It's my honor to introduce a game.
They already had ESPN, right?
With the most popular league in the United States.
Oh.
This alliance will not only change
NASCAR?
The fans' viewing experience.
NFL.
But
NFL,
transform
right?
Transform the sport itself.
Now this I'd be very
also you'll transform into a car.
Yeah, there NFL. Wow. What could they do here? Is this
we've always innovated the scenes. On the field by trying
I'd
to make
to
our game
live
more exciting, to make the
games.
Experience better for our fans.
Whether they're choose any
with,
game
with additional material
or in the stadium where we're trying to bring more technology.
What if they did? What if they leapfrogged over traditional networks?
Huge.
And essentially
made to use that second screen.
Well, Sony lets you get the NFL package without having a cable subscription. You're still blacked out on local games.
Right. Bring new Sunday ticket. New yeah.
yeah.
That's right.
Using all the assets of the company.
So, Don, how will this experience...
And that's part of the problem is Fox owns some, ESPN owns some. It's
Xbox, we're going to have exclusive content that we
You got Thursday, Monday, and Sunday.
Well, NFL negotiates all their own contracts directly,
right.
So they could say do this is a different media stream and just go on their own.
With others NFL's to smart. Do things using all the devices in your living room as you're participating with your friends. So it's going to be a really rich palette for us to create.
So it's going to be easier to play fantasy football with a device and a better experience.
Imagine your NFL team integrated with your large screen TV. This is going to be the first time with our partnership that Xbox and the NFL can bring a live broadcast and a real-time fantasy experience where people can see their fantasy league stats snap
while
to the broadcast.
You're watching the game.
When your favorite player scores a touchdown.
Kill it for me.
Your fantasy league status.
That's pretty cool.
You can also reach out to your friends, make a Skype call, and openly taunt.
I can see
but watching a live broadcast,
And there is a live broadcast there.
Using the combined assets that we have to make the stadium experience, to make the in-home experience great.
Green screen.
That's what our opportunity is.
Well, when we look for partners, we look for the best. And from a technology standpoint, Xbox, Microsoft, there's no one better. Now fans are going to be able to experience football in a way they've never experienced it before. You're going to change the game of football in a way that is just going to be so dramatic and help us really make the game carry into the next century.
So they are streaming the games. I mean, yes.
Question is whether you have to have the subscription through your local cable provider or whether you can get it direct
They haven't done that, though, in the past, have they? No.
Just on Sony.
We'll redefine NFL experiences for the fan through exclusive and interactive content that you'll find only on Xbox.
This is a good move.
And it will also change the game for coaches and players through Microsoft technology on the sideline.
Oh, this is a
the NFL
grander
on Xbox,
deal.
Just one more reason.
So no more Motorola on the headset. It'll say Skype.
For your living room. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have an ambitious
fans get
vision
to call
for
one
Xbox
play
one.
During the game.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
One system for every living room. The one system you're going to use and love every single day. The place where your games,
I think I'd rather have this
in
the PS4, but I want to get the entertainment.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah, exactly.
You've
I'm
seen
not
how
so
we're transforming
and I think you could presume the gaming, again, is almost, as you said, Brian, commoditized.
We've shared the magic and science behind our system, and you've tasted a new generation of games powered by Xbox One. We've welcomed Steven
all the content's
Spielberg
be at E3,
to the
obviously.
Halo universe with the Halo
so at
TV
E3,
series.
So we'll be able to get the real specs. We'll be able to get all the breakouts, the games.
With the NFL.
They still haven't mentioned price, right, or availability.
Not at all.
I'm almost certain.
That we'll be launching Xbox One around the world later this year.
Wow.
Well,
that's very specific.
It's going to be Christmas for both these.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I would love to hear a price point. They're not going to do that. Sony didn't. Mm-hmm.
But this is just the beginning. We can't wait to share the next chapter of our story in a couple of weeks at E3. There, you'll be seeing an incredible lineup of blockbuster games.
Yeah, they're saving everything else.
Including many exclusives that you'll find only on Xbox One. As we set our sights to the future, I'd like to leave you today by presenting a world premiere from one of gaming's great franchises. They helped define excellence on Xbox 360. They found their home with our Xbox Live community. And they are the number one series in games today and one of the biggest franchises in entertainment history.
Kinect Sports.
And just like on Xbox 360, all downloadable content for Call of Duty will launch exclusively first on Xbox One.
Oh, there you go. There you go, if you're a Call of Duty fan.
Am I the only one who just, like, derives no pleasure from hearing the word exclusive?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Like, it just never makes me happy.
Yeah. Eric Hirschberg.
Well, especially since it's merely a limited time exclusive, I presume, right?
And if you have the console, you don't care. And if you don't have the console, you get mad.
Right.
This
right.
is a huge day, not just for gaming, but for all of entertainment.
But remember, they're pre-selling here. So if you're a Call of Duty fan, that might be...
speed bump standing between you and seeing the world premiere of the next generation of Call of Duty up on that screen in a couple of minutes. So knowing my audience as I do, I'm going to try to get to it as fast as possible. I think everyone was expecting us to play it safe this year and simply make Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4.
Yep.
But we didn't want to do the
That's
same
exactly thing. What we're expecting.
We wanted to do the right thing. And that meant eliminating as many creative restrictions as possible so that our developers could create an entirely new Call of Duty for the next generation. And that's exactly what we're going to deliver with Call of Duty Ghosts.
Ghosts.
An entirely new world, an entirely new narrative, an entirely new cast of characters, all built on our new next-gen Call of Duty engine.
Because we already
Call of Duty
off
set the gold standard for first-person action in the current gen, and make no mistake, we're going to do it again with Call of Duty Ghosts for the next gen. We've had a camera crew inside our iconic studio, Infinity Ward, capturing the creative process as
they haven't slept in 14 months.
And we wanted you to be the first to go behind the scenes and take a look at what
they've
been up to.
This guy's had a lot of coffee. I love you.
I'm sure Therat's going crazy here.
We've had a great time crafting COD the benchmark player. Of the modern-day shooter on current gen. And we're really excited that we get to be the studio that brings Call of Duty into the next generation. We have a whole new story with brand new characters, completely new world, and this is powered
it just
by
said
a new
all
next
of that.
Gen engine that gives us amazing graphic fidelity.
Saying it twice doesn't make it
really
more true.
New ways to play the game.
So where are we? What are your
what did you say, Brian?
Create a cast of characters.
Said they've
really
said all this before. They just keep saying the same crap over and over.
You said that already.
What?
Yeah, that doesn't make it more
but
true.
But have they said this before?
Oscar for writing traffic.
Yeah, they said it like as they set up the clip.
What they really wanted in this game in Call of Duty Ghosts is they wanted emotional reality. You know, they wanted these characters to feel real, to feel like real people. So the story opens up with a mass event. America is crippled. Our military forces are devastated. Our government's in disarray. And as a player, you are actually the underdog fighting back against these superior forces. So the team
so it's a true story.
Is formed from the remnants of all the U.S. special forces. Ghosts are a super elite fighting force, like the Spartans, all the way through SEAL Team 6. They've adopted every technique that's useful for modern, urban, guerrilla-style fighting.
Sounds like
one of the fascinating new additions to your squad is a dog.
Oh. Can I play as the dog? I will so do multiplayer.
You could be a dog.
This is a squad member.
Oh, he's so
everything
cute.
From sniffing out explosives to protecting the team. So with this next Call of Duty,
now keep in mind, we're
a mocap
mocap
dog.
The dog, but keep in mind, like, dog was the best character in Half-Life 2.
That's true. That's true.
Our goal of this game is to make brand new next-gen characters and weapons that's never been seen before in a Call of Duty game. We have a new tech in the game, Sub-D. The idea is the closer you get to it, the more it tries to maintain any curvature that you see. This is very helpful on weapons, helmets for characters. That makes a huge difference for visual fidelity, what the player sees from a distance as well as close-up.
With a new next-gen console, this is an opportune time for us to reinvent the experience that we deliver. It's important to keep our core philosophies about gameplay drives tech.
So when it's highly unlikely that you'll have any downward compatibility with this. So you've got, if you're going to... go to a new platform like this, an X86 platform. You've got to give Call of Duty and other Halo and all these guys something.
You know what, though? I kind of don't mind it because by the time you decide to go back and have that nostalgic, I remember playing this 5 years ago experience, oftentimes they have them available for instant download for like $5.
Yeah, as an emulator, yeah. I'm playing Abe's Odyssey on the PlayStation 3.
Did they say the processor?
They didn't, but they said an 8-core, and we know it's x86.
They did say 8-core. Okay, yep. But they didn't say whether it was AMD or not. Huh?
I think everybody knows it's AMD.
We all know it is. I know.
Yeah.
And all the technologies going into it allows you to achieve those goals.
With this being an all-new Call of Duty, we've really taken this opportunity to revamp multiplayer. One of these new MP features that I'm most excited about is dynamic maps. We have everything from big earthquakes and floods down to player-driven actions. Doors, explosive traps.
Man, I'll tell you what, watching this really makes me realize how many things Sony did right. Sony's presentation was talking about emotion. They showed an old man. They talked about indie developers. This is just more of the horse crap that we've come to expect from these announcements, where it's like numbers, biggers, cliches. We've got it all.
This is like every announcement you ever see at a conference.
Well, but it's more concrete, which I appreciate.
We have the best fans in the world, and we're committed to
creating... I see where you're coming from, Leo, but you have a trade-off. You have a trade-off. When you focus on the concrete, you lose visionary aspects.
It's the thing that drives our success as a franchise. And with all of the new tech, all of the new story elements, everything that we're putting into this next generation Call of Duty, we are still 60 frames a second.
I mean, they had me at there's going to be a dog. Great.
This will be the most beautiful Call of Duty game we've ever made. It will also be the most character-driven and emotionally engaging Call of Duty game we've ever made, and it will be the best Call of Duty game we've ever made. A stunning leap forward, not just for this franchise, but also for console gaming. To show you what I mean, we've put together a little comparison video.
Dwayne Knight says the dog's going to be a great teabag tool. Next-gen
and put side by side
that's not nice.
What we're going to be delivering in Call of Duty Ghosts and what was in Infinity Ward's last game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, which was state-of-the-art just a very short time ago. And when you look at the differences side by side, it's actually pretty stunning. Let's take a look.
This sequence shows one of Modern Warfare 3's main characters, Price. While this asset pushed the limits of what was capable at the time, the technology employed by the new engine allows us to take the visual fidelity of our models to a whole new level. This next generation head is modeled with multiple features represented.
Remember, they showed head in the PlayStation 4 announcement as well. So they both got head.
And self-casting shadows.
Heads plural.
Here, which one was better?
Actually, this looks better than... Well, but they were doing stuff with the other head that was kind of neat. So,
an actual SEAL team service.
I really do want to play the dog.
I hope it's a playable character.
And the tattoo inside the ear.
Oh my gosh, he's got tattoos in his ears.
First-person action games, your character's arms are one of the most looked-at visual elements. The arms in MW3 were beautiful at the time. But the new engine allows for significantly increased
much
texture
better
resolution.
Hair.
This advancement in technology allows.
Here's the thing. This is all great. This is wonderful. It's nice that they're improving the state of gaming technology. But this is comparable to the PS4.
Right.
So the game. You're right. The gaming is commodity.
But I think that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. Except that you have exclusive on Call of Duty. The other thing Call of Duty that they need to do is for people like me who came to the franchise late, it was too hairy right away, and it was impossible for me to play. So I think what they're going to do here, which is interesting, is they're providing more stealthy gameplay, more of a variety of gameplay instead of just blasting.
They've talked about Ghosts being more story-driven for that reason.
That's smart.
And you've seen the technology behind it. You've seen just a few of the ideas that we're bringing to Call of Duty Ghosts inside campaign, new characters, new story, new narrative, and inside multiplayer, dynamic maps, character customization, and there are a lot more new ideas to come. From new co-op ideas to seamless second screen integration to voice commands via Kinect and more. But now, it's time to see it all come together.
Yes, please.
The gameplay you're about to see
is
running in-engine on the new Xbox
One. I like that.
This is the new generation of Call of Duty.
Let's see it.
On the new generation of Xbox, this is the world premiere Call of Duty Ghosts.
I'll be playing
that to me again. I'm not sure what I'm about to look at.
Steve Ballmer is playing Call
Live
of
gameplay.
Duty.
It's been 10 years.
Should bring out a pro gamer.
I'm sure that they'll be using somebody pretty accomplished.
You start to forget.
The dog is playing.
Infinity Ward. Somebody from Infinity
Ward. Thanks for directly telling us we're about to watch gameplay and then showing us a cutscene.
I
know.
We love this. Oh. This is what we want.
You can't stop.
We gotta
set
it up.
He said it's running on the actual Xbox.
We gotta set it up.
The things you should forget. We've always had the power.
It's also long, though.
Not anymore.
Yeah, nobody's playing
what we have is each other.
They're playing in slow-mo.
This is straight out of Apocalypse Now with Martin Sheen doing the narration.
Fighting for something.
Saigon.
That can't be killed.
We were soldiers promised gameplay, right?
Come on.
I love the smell of a red ring of death in the air.
What? What's going on?
This is definitely
a
cutscene.
We saw all of this.
Now we know it's a cutscene.
From the creators, in a world where a dog and a man can live on a mountaintop.
Right, they got the writer from Traffic.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
You can watch down the side of a building just as if it were upright.
So it's not gameplay. It's just he said this is in-game engine.
So
video.
Disappointing.
He said it's running on the Xbox
it's
right
a cut scene
now.
Running
so you'll actually
on the Xbox.
See this.
Yeah.
Until you hit the start button.
Right.
But so, again, like is this the kind of thing that we're dazzled by nowadays? It's like
anymore.
Yes, the graphics are very good, but I had hoped that gamers had evolved to a position where we care more
we
about
better.
The nature of the stories than
if
we do.
If you're a
about
Call of Duty fan, yes, this is your movie trailer, Brian's
trailer.
Yeah.
How is this? Is this? Is this to compete with Battlefield? Is this... Or is I guess
well, I mean, Call, just, Call of Duty is the dominant franchise.
It's just the
they're doing
19 days.
Wait, what? E3,
you're going to see this in 19 days. Oh,
that, what?
That was it?
That's it.
They didn't tell us, they didn't tell us what it cost?
No, they weren't going to tell you what it cost.
It's over?
I thought they'd say goodbye.
Yeah, it's over. They didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah. They're saying get back together at E3.
They said $20 on the counter, and then they left.
We got 20 days, so...
I'm going to pop some tags.
We got some work to do.
This is, I didn't even
yeah,
feel,
I'm not
they didn't give me a back or nothing. They just slapped me in the side of the head, shoved money in my mouth, and then said, go feel dirty.
Angry Brian.
Wow. Was,
tell us how you really feel about it,
the
Brian.
The Schwood is mad.
This is, okay, and the problem is they're right. Like, they've got the dumb, like, they're about to take over the living room. And then they just treat us like, oh, I feel filthy. I feel dirty. I'm going to go take a shower. I'm out of here.
Our show today brought to you by our good friends at Slingbox. Slingbox makes our breaking news possible. Did you know that you can now get the newest Slingbox 500 with built-in Wi-Fi, HDMI connectivity, full 1080p? This will complement your Xbox One very nicely in your living room because it puts all the content on your DVR, on your satellite or cable box, on the internet. Password protected, of course, but you can log in from almost any device, your laptop, your iPad, your tablet, your phone even. Picture quality, unbelievable. You can even wirelessly archive photos and videos and watch them on your TV at home or wherever you go. Buy the Slingbox, hook it up to your TV, hook it up to the internet, and get out of Dodge. Never miss a show you want to watch in high def. You can find out more at Best Buy or Amazon or check it out at slingbox.com/twit. We thank them so much for their support of Breaking News. Brian came back.
I did. Against my better judgment.
He took a shower.
That was the best part of the show, though. He took a quick shower. Now he feels better.
Now, we have exclusive video from outside the big tent in Microsoft over there.
Best meme ever. Best. If you're not watching on video, the big tent has Bill Gates leaning on it seductively and Steve Ballmer prancing in front of it. You know, that's probably pretty close to what it looks like in Redmond right now.
Actually, what it looks like right now is a bunch of people leaving the tent going, were we supposed to
say they didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah.
it was this uncanny valley of being so close to being right. Like, they have legitimately the positioning, and they have the device, they have the partnerships. They could make the one box to rule everything. And the name is right. Xbox One is a great name. This is going to allow them to transition away from Xbox labels and commodify, you know, make it like the iPad where it's like, there's the new Xbox, and it, you know, it's, you're either using the old one or the new one. They're so close to doing everything right that it was just weird for them to slip back into that territory that was familiar for them to just make empty promises and just say, you know, better than ever because there's more crap we're throwing on the screen.
I'm going to disagree with you, Brad. I mean, they showed us the box. They said it'll be available this year. They gave us a little bit of a better idea of how they plan to put Hollywood on the box. They showed us the interface. That's something PlayStation and Sony did not do. We now know what it looks like. It's a good-looking interface. Kinect comes with it, and it's an updated Kinect. Skype comes with it with a built-in HD camera. I think they showed me enough to know this is the product I want for the holidays. Now, this reveal is really for the tech press. So what is the tech press right here? Do they say Microsoft, you know, teased us, and we're going to see more at E3 in 19 days? I think that's the message, right?
Well, and
Microsoft
is
making a play for the living room. That's the headline.
That's a huge story.
Wants them to write.
Yeah.
Which is, you can now do more. You can get the NFL. You can get original shows. You can control your television. But the thing is, I don't think they made the case to the consumer. If I already want an Xbox, I'm very excited about this. It looks cool. It's got great design. It's got additional features that I want. But if I'm a person who just wants the one box to control my internet, television, and all the video that I want to watch, this isn't it.
Hmm.
They didn't add anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind also, I think their timing is really good. They waited a long, long time. What was it, 3 months ago that we did the Sony announcement? They waited till virtually minutes before E3. I suspect we're going to see a lot at E3. And this was a case where it's like, let's inoculate the masses and the press. Let's get that narrative of, we want to take over the living room out there. And then, you know, all the game stuff will really push later. So it's like, it makes sense for them to be sparse in this. And when you think of it in terms of there's a bigger announcement coming in just 2 weeks, then yes, I can understand that they're making the right decision. But standing alone, this announcement was tough for me because it was so almost. Everything about it was almost and then didn't really go.
They showed us the new Xbox One controller. They said we're doing a deal with Steven Spielberg to do Halo TV, which has nothing to do with Xbox, admittedly, but I mean it's part of the franchise. They showed us the interface. They showed us a few launch titles. I think this is as much as you could probably expect for 2 weeks before E3. I mean, this is a 1-2 punch. This is punch one, and it got me interested. By the way, I'm seeing that Watch Dogs has been confirmed by Ubisoft for Xbox One as well as PlayStation 4. So what that
What would you guess, Leo, on, what would you pay for this?
$400. It's going to be that much because it's going to be at least, it's maybe $499. Yeah, that's really what it is, isn't it? Because it's got a Blu-ray player in it. It's got a 500 gig hard drive. That's awfully big given what they showed us. I don't know what's on that hard drive or what you plan to put on that hard drive. But it may be even more than $499 at this point. It comes with a Kinect. That was a $129 add-on. Skype camera. Those standalone Skype camera from Logitech's, $130, $140 bucks? Mm-hmm. If they can make it, and remember then there's Xbox Live, and it's unclear how they're going to charge for that.
I would assume that they're not going to mess with that. Like they've done a good job of, I don't want to say tricking, but let's just say tricking the public into believing that it's worth $50 a year for the privilege of connecting to other users. They have not been stung by that fee up until now. So I can't imagine why they would give it up.
You know, my first impression was I was disappointed because I wanted so much more. I wanted to see more of the gaming. I wanted to see actual gameplay. I wanted to see how it's actually going to integrate with my cable provider, or are they actually going to be streaming content to my box? But now that I think about it and I've had a little bit of time to stew, I think this was actually the perfect note because I want more. And in 2 weeks, I get to go to Los Angeles, and I actually get to look at the back of the console and see what kind of inputs it has. I can actually see the game lineup. Maybe I'll even be able to see actual gameplay. And isn't that what you really want for an event like this?
How much is this going to be?
It's going to be $600.
Brian? Yeah,
I think you're right, $599. And I'll buy it. I'll feel good at $599.
That's really at the edge. That's PC pricing.
It is.
Full PC pricing. How about you, Tom? What do you think?
I'm still going with what Paul Thurrott's been saying. I think it's $499, and then I think there'll be a $299 version with a 1 year commitment to Xbox Live.
I think Tom's right. I don't think you can get to $599 and sell many of these. Remember, this has always been a loss leader for them. They're gonna make it up on the content. They're gonna make it up with the Xbox Live subscription. It's tough. It's tough. I don't see how you could sell it for more than $499. I really don't.
Well, Wired.
You start at $600, and then you get all the first adopters, and then you're going to drop it down to $100 in a month, and then everyone else buys. I mean, that's sort of par for the course.
What is Wired saying?
Well, Wired has during the event, they released their Gadget Lab article on it, and they've got some photos on the – here, I'll put it in the chat.
I like the new controller. We've got two thumb controllers and a D-stick. X, Y, A, and B is traditional. It looks very similar. What's nice is they did not abandon – the Xbox controller, but they added a capability. What they did not add is Sony's Share This Sucker Live, and I think that's probably smart.
Yeah, they didn't. They improved the controller. They didn't just start throwing like a touchscreen in the middle of it for no reason.
Yeah, and I think Sony junked it up a little bit.
Yeah,
but you know, Xbox controller has always been the best controller, right?
I feel that way. I mean, it's always
you
felt
are the controller.
They've got rid of the battery pack underneath. This is in some ways a evolution of the great Xbox controller to an even better controller.
Well, they did.
Doesn't
they
say
had,
start.
They had that little tidbit during the controller section of the presentation where they were talking about a deeper integration of Kinect with the controller, where it used to feel forced. It used to feel kind of kludgy to make use of the Kinect sensor. Now you can be using the controller and using your body at the same time to actually add an advantage for those who are willing to use the Kinect sensor. That's a plus.
Speaking of Kinect, one thing they mentioned, I don't know if you guys noticed, they said it works with the whole family, which is, I suspect, code for the fact that, like, I've got a 5-year-old and a 9-year-old who have a real problem working with the Kinect as it is now because their voice is just too high. So I wonder if they're actually making the effort in order to make you know, littler voices work.
I think what they're really saying is each of you will have a login and it'll immediately recognize you, and you'll have your own games, your own setup, your own login. And that, and as you pointed out, Robert, that means you don't have to worry about your nephew playing your levels up.
But it also offers customization. I mean, if this is going to be what I think it's going to be,
you can
have your channel set up the way you want it. You sit down, it knows who you are, it automatically brings up your list of favorites. So that's actually kind of cool. It cuts down the amount of tech know-how you need to be able to use this as your set-top box.
Yeah, there is on the back. If you look at the back, the ports that you have is you have HDMI in, HDMI out. You have a couple of USBs.
Pass-through.
They have an IR out plug on there, which means looking at IR Blaster. Now, does the HDMI standard, Leo, let you actually control a cable box?
You know, I was wondering HDMI? That, too. I think it is two-way.
It's HDMI CEC. So if it's CEC enabled, it means any other CEC box will be able
to. I'm sure it is.
Should be able to control. Like every cable box from Dish right now or from UVerse is CEC enabled. So if you have that plugged in, it should automatically recognize what it's connected to and give you the ability to switch from your Xbox controller.
The IR Blaster.
That's what the Slingbox 500 does. That's what the Google TV does.
Yeah, it's the right way to do it.
But that's why they have to have that IRR port, because not every box has that.
Right. I think, Brian, to answer your complaints, what it looks like Microsoft's doing is they've released further details to the gadget blog. So they're letting the gadget blogs write up more specs, more detailed stuff. This was kind of their way of doing a more emotional, not as emotional as Sony announcement, but to let the details lie with the blogs. The other thing that it's important to point out is that we've been talking a lot about Sony and PlayStation 4, but they're competing also against Steam, right? The presumed Steam box.
Steam box, sure.
At the same time. Steam box is going to be expensive. I don't see how they're going to get that much below $399 to $499.
I agree. To be honest, I think that they played their hand correctly for this close to E3, knowing that they have an opportunity to steal the show essentially twice in a row. They released the right amount of information. But as a consumer, as a fan, as somebody who really digs his Xbox and wants to and also really wants one box to control them all, that would be babysitter proof. It was just so close to what I wanted.
Well, it might be.
What made it agonizing.
It might be. I think it might be there. I mean, we don't know. There's a lot of promise there. They led off with that.
Yeah, well, and they came back to it, too. That was the other thing, is that we started off talking about not video games, but television, and then we came back. We ended with announcements regarding television as well. I think the NFL partnership could be very, very big, and, of course, I think that's the right demographic for the people who are buying consoles.
It's going to sell me, I could tell you right now.
Now,
Justin Robert Young texted me and said DirecTV's been dropping hints that they'll not have exclusivity over NFL Sunday Ticket.
There you go.
Anymore.
Really?
That's really good.
Somebody likes that. I hear in the background.
But what's it? Yes, Lisa. One of the things, though, that what you do with this is recognize that there's lots of slices to this market, and you do something to appeal to each. You know, I'm surprised they didn't do the Game of Thrones second screen, but that may well come. You know, they've got this second screen technology built in. In fact, from a larger point of view from Microsoft, this could sell what they really would like to do, which is sell Microsoft Windows tablets and Windows
phones. This has got to last 10 years, too. So one of the reasons it's got a 500 gigabyte hard drive in there, I wouldn't be too surprised if they didn't strike a partnership down the road to deliver television content directly over the internet, and they'll need that hard drive space to do recordings at that point. They just can't strike any of those deals right now.
I mean, and there's no reason that they couldn't do what Sony had claimed, which is, you know, pre-download games in advance and stuff. You know, granted, like, Sony stole the thunder by being the first to announce that idea, but there's no reason that Xbox can't follow in step.
We should mention Blu-ray. You know, the original Xbox 360 had an HD DVD that fell off the wayside, and Blu-ray has always been something missing from Xbox. It's something PS4 and PS3 have, and so will the Xbox One. We should also mention this is really shows how the Skype acquisition is going to pay off for Microsoft, I think, big. Skype integration is very big, I think.
I'll tell you what, and this is a good point, because one of the things they were pushing was the always-on aspect of it. If you're now watching television through your Xbox, now when you get a phone call, a Skype call, you know, whatever it is you're watching and has your full attention pops up with, like, so-and-so wants to talk to you, and you're able to easily shift over to it and then get back to your program.
People, so I think people like that.
I would. And to be honest, like, there is the only reason, and I'm embarrassed that we still have a landline, but I keep it because my wife doesn't keep her phone on her all the time, and she doesn't answer it if she can't hear it, because half the time it's on silent, and I like something that interrupts the entire house in order to get a hold of her. And if that's built in through Xbox, like, this could be the kind of thing that allows me to quit bothering with the stupid landline, because I know no matter what, there's this giant box with speakers in it in my living room that will alert the house when I want to get their attention.
And you're an early adopter, but Tom, as you said, this is a device that's going to have to last 10 years. And look, what's the landscape look like in 10 years?
In 10 years, you're going to have all of your television delivered over the internet. I 87% guarantee that. Yep. That everybody knows it's coming. It's just everybody trying to shift into position to make the most money in the transition. And I think Microsoft set themselves up very well here to say we're ready for that, even if it's not here yet.
The most important thing they did for that 10-year transition is the fact that they made it silent. Because that was the biggest problem with the 360. It was so loud and so hot.
I have a question for you guys, and I don't want to get too no agenda on this, but, like, realistically, in a post-9/11, post-Patriot Act era, what does it mean that we essentially are seeing a sales pitch for an always-on camera in everybody's living room? Do we really, like, do you really think that there's not, that this is not the kind of thing that the government would seek?
Oh, come on. Nobody builds bombs in their living room.
What's happening in your
living room that anybody wants to see? Nothing.
It's more than a bunch of people sitting on a couch going.
Agreed.
It's always on cloud connected box. I mean, we know it's already sharing information with the internet.
But what I'm not worried about the. In all actuality, this is a useless idea for governments to intrude in people's homes.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that. But I'm talking about from a PR perspective. Is it something that Microsoft needs to address or even say?
No, if you're a terrorist, don't buy an Xbox One.
No, from the PR perspective, the thing Microsoft is going to have to combat is the fact that Microsoft will be storing all that data.
That's more scary.
And not just sharing it with the government, but advertisers. And what else are they going to do with that? That's going to be a bigger fight.
And from a PR perspective, they're still reeling from the fact that we've figured out that they're actually eavesdropping on Skype conversations and Skype texts.
I think Google has shown this, and Microsoft will show it too, that the vast majority do not care. Do not care. And we're beating a dead horse on privacy. I think so. But we'll see. They are starting to release details to gadget blogs. The Verge reports no downward compatibility. Not a surprise, given an x86 platform. It'd be very hard to include that.
And to be honest, that's fine. I mean, I could think of like three titles that I would like to port over. And I wouldn't mind paying, you know, $30 in convenience fees to make them available on the new platform.
I like that idea of cloud-based, you know, in a couple of years. As Robert pointed out, when they mentioned three operating systems, they have Windows at kernel at the bottom. I presume Windows 8 kernel at the bottom. They have the Xbox interface, which is a unique interface at the top. And in the middle, they have something to talk to the two. Hypervisor, most likely.
It's got to be Hypervisor.
And if you put Hypervisor in, then it's easy enough to put an Xbox 360 emulator in.
Right. So if they really wanted to, they could drop another virtualization right on top of it and just run.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about what this means for developers right now, because for the first time, we're going to enter an era where the Sony console will be x86 based, the Xbox will be x86, and of course, PC gaming is all x86 based. Is this a time period that we're going to enter a simpler ability to release everything cross-platform, and it kind of won't matter? You'll just be able to pick your own flavor? And I would imagine, obviously, that's easier for developers. And what does that mean for consumers and their ability to choose their own flavor for how they experience it?
I think it's a good thing, because what we're seeing is right now we're still spending more money on consoles as far as game is concerned, but we spend more time playing games on PCs. So give developers the option to develop for consoles where they'll make a lot of money, but also work on PCs where people are spending more time. It's kind of a win-win for them. They get developers developing one version and developers developing games that bring them more revenue.
Incidentally,
it certainly improves the relationship of the developers to the studios and to the console makers. But I don't think, Brian, that that's the only reason we didn't get cross-platform capability. It was also just marketing and the ability for Microsoft to say, hey, if you give us an exclusive, we'll give you a bunch of extra push, et cetera, et cetera. So it definitely helps the developers make it easier. I'm not sure that it gets rid of exclusivity, unfortunately.
Oh, no. And you're right. I don't expect to lose exclusivity as a marketing promotional type thing. However, what we want as consumers is the ability to play, you know, because the same game, If I can get the same game and I could choose either to do it on the Xbox or on the PC, I'm going to always choose the PC because you have higher fidelity, higher horsepower, and a superior, you know, mouse and keyboard interface. So what I'm hoping for is that as a result of developing on essentially the same platform for PC, Sony, and Xbox. And by the way, notice how none of us are even talking about Nintendo at this point. I don't know how Nintendo wrote themselves out of the equation, but they apparently did. So my hope is that I will not have to wait as long to get PC versions of stuff.
Now, can I ask you this question? So we've seen in the transition between generations of game machines, all the way from one to where we are now, which is Gen 7, every time they sell more units and every time the trailing end, so that point towards the end about year 8 where there's a drop-off in sales, has gotten smaller and smaller. So, for example, Gen 5 topped out with 150 million units, Gen 6 with 200, Gen 7 with 300. So, of course, Gen 8 is going to have more units sold. And the amount of decline of the sales of those consoles has also dropped off. Gen 5 dropped off 40% by year 8, Gen 6 26% by year 8, Gen 7 19% by year 8. So it seems to me as if as the market matures, not only are they getting deeper penetration, but they're not getting as much of the people who buy it and then stick it in the closet. You get people who buy it and they have it and they continue to use it and they continue to replace it and they continue to make it part of their entertainment center. So is this the generation where we have that crossover and it just becomes something you have to have?
I mean, I think so. We've talked about the commoditization of video games, where it's like they've gotten, you know, the graphics are improving incrementally now, not these generational leaps that we had previously been accustomed to.
Are they as good as PCs?
I mean, no, mm-hmm. not by
good
a long
enough,
shot.
Though.
But yes, correct. I mean, that is the thing, and where you're starting to see the difference is less in the actual perceived graphics and more in, you know, for example, if you play Skyrim on a PS3, you're waiting up to, you know, 90 seconds for a level to load, right? Whereas on PC, it's a matter of like 10 seconds. That's the kind of experience that you're paying for on PC. Computerandvideogames.com just posted something that says Microsoft confirms pre-owned fee for Xbox One. Mandatory game installation required for all games. Second install on a separate live account sits behind a paywall wall.
Wow. Wow. That's not good. Also from Polygon, the first 12 months, 15 exclusive games, 8 original franchises. So that's how they respond to the commoditization as well. That's a little talk about what you just said, Brian. What does that mean? A fee for pre-owned?
Well, okay. So historically, there's been a big used game market. So you have people who would they would buy games, they would play them, and then they knew that they could sell them for $15 to $30 or whatever and get credit towards another new game. This essentially shuts down, just as we're seeing, you know, folks like Photoshop, you know, Adobe switching to a service. We're watching video games do the same thing,
right?
Which I'm of two minds on. On the one hand, there's part of me that would like to think that a game is a thing that I can buy and resell, but another part of me just really digs the service aspect of like my Steam library. The fact that I have no idea where any of these games I bought live, and they're
that's
just available whenever I want them.
Yeah, huge. Along with the saves. One of the things they said at this event that Always On is not a requirement for single player gaming. However, a connection is still necessary for streaming and accessing multiplayer through the new console. So that's kind of what they had hinted at before, although there was some concern about this Always On. However, it sounds like you have to unlock games we'll have to pay a fee.
Well, you have to register them to your Xbox so
right.
that the next time you can pay a fee.
Right. That's too bad. I think that that's going to give Steam a little bit of power, I think, in the market.
That's absolutely going to be disputed because that's essentially they're using in a EULA, so the end user licensing agreement, saying if you play this in your Xbox, you agree to this. At some point, someone's going to challenge that and say, no, I have right of first sale here. I bought this game. I have the right to resell it and not have any conditions put on it.
The precedent for that is the record companies, which tried to prevent resale of CDs and lost in court. That's interesting. I don't know.
We'll see.
Paul Theriot has Xbox One photos on the Supersite for Windows, winsupersite.com. We're going to wrap this up. I don't know if this is relevant. We had last week a peak of 200,000 live viewers to watch our Google I.O. announcement. This week, 120,000 watched live at its peak during our coverage of the Xbox One reveal.
I think some part of it is knowing. Certainly. I suspect that part of the softer response than the Xbox thing is I think a lot of people know that we're about to get a deluge right. of ideas from E3.
Well, and we're not known as a gaming network, so I'm actually very happy with 120.
I think lesson is that you need a 3-hour announcement.
That's how you get the numbers up. Tom Merritt, the host of Tech News Today. Tom, are you going to want to do a wrap for Tech News Today?
Yeah, after we're done, I'm going to bring Sarah and Ayaz back on. We'll do a little discussion segment we're going to insert into the downloadable version.
Excellent. So we're going to do that, and then we will go to Mac Break Weekly. We're running a little bit late, but not too far behind, thanks to Microsoft's abrupt termination of their Xbox One announcement. It is called the Xbox One. It'll be available worldwide later this year, according to Microsoft. It will be running an 8-core, we believe, x86 processor. We'll have built-in HD DVD. We'll come with a separate Kinect unit, which has an HD camera capable of doing Skype. Skype will also be part of the package. It is a pass-through unit, HDMI in and out, so you won't have to switch HDMI inputs to go to live TV. The controller has been improved, but I think we agree not much hurt by its addition of a D-pad. It's still a clean Xbox line. There's the back of it, USB 3. HDMI in and out, Ethernet, and Wi-Fi 802.11n, not AC, in the box. No price point, although we've speculated quite a bit, and I have to say I think we're reaching towards $499 as being the top Microsoft could charge.
I hope Leo, so. You're burying the lead on all of this. You're burying the lead. The lead is there's a dog in Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
I thought the lead was that Microsoft left $20 on the dresser at Brian's house.
Furthermore, entertainment is the lead from Microsoft's point of view. They started with live TV, and gaming came in second on this one, and I think that that makes sense. This is really an entertainment unit as much as anything. A market Microsoft wanted to get in with since the original Xbox, and they finally are kind of making it happen. We thank you for joining us for our live coverage from TNT, Tom Merritt, Father Robert Ballister, hope of this week in enterprise tech. There's the dog, by the way. He's already got a Twitter account. Call of Duty dog.
And 3,000 followers.
At Caller Duty. Holy cow. Brian.
That was fast.
I think JRY did that.
Fast.
He's fast.
That's how they are.
Brian Brushwood, host of NSFW. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much, man. It was a good time. I'm gonna bug out and take that shower now.
Go take your shower. He's so upset. So angry. Click. We thank you for joining us, and thanks to Slingbox for making breaking news possible on the Twit Network. Don't forget to get your new Slingbox 500 at Amazon, Best Buy, or check it out at slingbox.com/twit, a very important part of your home entertainment system. Thanks for joining us for this Twit Live special. I'm Leo Laporte. We'll see you next time.